Okay. Hi, I'm Susie R from Kansas. Thank you all for having me here. I'm an overeater and a sugar addict. I'm going to try to keep to the format where I was and where I am now and how I got there for my story today. So before OA, I had a problem minding other people's business. I over-volunteered for things and kept my plate really full. I minded other people's problems because I didn't feel I had any problems of my own. At that time, I was 300 pounds, give or take 25 pounds given on the day. And I never thought that that was a problem. I had a pretty snarky attitude about my weight. I was an overweight kid, and when I moved out of my dysfunctional home, I lost 100 pounds at 19. And over the course of a few years, the weight all came back on. And so, as a young adult with, back up to 300 pounds, I didn't think it was a problem because I just thought I could lose it again. I did. I buckled down and followed a very strict diet for 6 months and dropped another 100 pounds. And I never thought that I never th having or maintaining a healthy weight was never a thought in my mind. I would just diet really hard, lose the weight, and then I'd get really cocky and think I've crossed the finish line and thus start eating whatever I wanted to. So then slowly the weight would creep back on. I attended another 12-step program that taught me how to focus on myself. And I was 6 years into that 12-step program when I decided to address my own weight again. And I thought I had enough experience in that program, enough clout to use the idea of the 12 steps to address my weight. And I did talk to my sponsor in that program about it, and she watched me struggle with maintaining or trying to lose weight at that time, and using the 12 steps. And so, by the grace of God, she suggested that I formally try the 12 steps to achieve and maintain a healthy weight, and suggested Overeaters Anonymous. And luckily, somebody she knew was in the program. And so I was willing to have a conversation with that individual, and was willing to try a Zoom meeting. So I tried my first OA Zoom meeting, and when I got into that meeting, it was a giant, like 100-person meeting out of San Francisco, and I was really relieved to sit in that meeting and to hear stories that were a lot like mine. I was surprised by the faces I saw. I don't know what I thought I'd expect. I don't know what I expected to see, but everybody looked normal. And their stories were just like mine. And on that meeting, out of all of those 100 people, somebody spotted me as a newcomer and reached out to me personally and offered to send me the Where Do I Start brochure. And I accepted. And it was in that moment that I had a deep knowing based on my experience with the 12 steps in another program and how they had already started to improve my life, that this is where I needed to be. And so I truly believe that a higher power had a plan for me. I don't think there was any way that I could have addressed my compulsive food behaviors and my overeating and my sugar addiction without having some experience with the 12 steps. I believe that my higher power laid it out just perfect for me to actually get here when I was supposed to get here. I joined Overeaters Anonymous coming up on 3 years ago. I'm just a month shy of 3 years in this program. And it was about a month or two before my husband had a life-changing accident. And I believe that my higher power got me to an OA program before that incident occurred, because that would have easily been an excuse for me to eat. In those stressful times, and when you're coming and going from the hospital and things are a little chaotic, those are the, and when times are tough, those were the times that I chose to use food as my relief and my escape from what was happening in my life. So I could have, without OA, I could have very easily probably graduated to 400 pounds in that season of my life. So in the beginning of OA and joining, I vacillated between an abstinence plan and an action plan that included a self-care to just not caring and just saying, ah, oh well. And that was just like I was before I got into the meeting. I will say this time was different though. I always have two choruses in my head. One is saying, I need to take care of myself. I need to eat healthy. And one is saying, screw it. I want this. I want that. I want to do whatever I want. I want to have a good time. And these are the two choruses that are in my head. And once I joined the OA fellowship, that made the chorus louder for the side that wanted me to take care of myself and to eat in healthy, sustainable ways. Sitting in OA meetings, I heard members share that life happens. Like their shares, people experienced really tough times like I experienced, and they were showing me their perseverance, and they were showing me how to handle these tough life circumstances without using food. So the OA meetings were crucial to me realizing that life's just going to happen and that I have to find a healthier way to cope with that and have a new relationship with my higher power. Also, sitting in those meetings, I heard people talk about, falling off their abstinence plan, going into binging, and how hard it was to return from that place. And I was realizing that I was having that same problem. As much as I had lost 100 pounds twice in my life before coming to OA, the third time I tried, I was really struggling. And so I knew that there was truth in that for me as well. So it really got my attention that this isn't something to play around with. And I can't be that cocky and blasé about it, that this was something to take seriously. And I think that's when I finally accepted powerlessness. Was that I was trying to do it on my own, and it was starting to become out of my control. So that's when I really found step one, accepting the powerless of my ability to control my eating. I finally was sick and tired of being sick and tired, of having no energy, of having a bad attitude, of not being able to fully experience life and enjoy being a mom of two kids. In OA, I did experience in the beginning periods of abstinence, and that was a really good point of reference of a better way. When I was abstinent with my food and sticking to my action plan and my self-care, my relationships were better. I had more peace and serenity in my life, and things weren't so overwhelming. I see a direct correlation between how overwhelmed I feel and how full my plate is, quite literally, with food. So I wanted to do more in life than simply manage my weight. I feel like a lot of my time and energy was thought thinking about food, worrying about how I looked, dealing with clothes, buying new clothes, throwing out clothes. I really wanted to actually start living my life. Like I said, luckily, because of 12-step experience that I had in the past, I was acutely aware of the cycle that I was stuck in. Something would go wrong, I would need relief, I would eat food, eating food would then cause me to feel icky, and feeling icky would then make me want to eat food because it's where I got that little release of endorphins, and for just a brief moment, feel better. And so, luckily, because of my experience in 12-step groups before then, I knew that it was possible for the 12 steps to work. I just had to make a decision, to work it. And so, yeah, my life was getting better as a result of, my prior years in a 12-step program, but it was still a struggle. I was still struggling interpersonally. And so that's when I made a decision to go ahead and take step three and turn my will and my life over to a power greater than myself. It's a little embarrassing to say, but it was only a year ago that I noticed the word care in step three, to turn my will and my life over to the care of a higher power. I think before that, I had a different idea of a higher power, that I was being punished for my actions, in some way. But I had a huge revelation one day when I was on a walk that it's step three is to the care of a higher power. And so there is a higher power that truly cares for me and wants what's best for me. I just simply have to listen and follow. And that was a real turning point for me. I used to have a really bad attitude about listening to guidance from my higher power, kind of like listening to a parent. Like, you should clean your room, you should eat your vegetables, but you really don't want to. And so my whole attitude changed around that word care in step three, that really this entity just cares for me. And I have quite a gift at the at my fingertips if I choose to accept it. Today, this day, today, I have 88 days of no sugar. And I can see things much more clearly now outside of the fog of that monkey that's chasing all of that. So, with clarity, I can see where I need to improve in my life. And so, just in the last 88 days, some pretty drastic changes have happened in my life, because I'm not numbing my feelings with food and eating sugar to feel better about whatever's happening in my life. All of a sudden, in recent months, it's not about my size, the size of my clothes, or the number on the scale. It's about relationships for me. It's about relationship with myself, the relationship with my loved ones, my food, and my interactions with the rest of the world. And I try to be as loving and caring to myself and those around me as I feel my higher power is to me. So the tools that I use, to get here and stay here to this day, I use steps one, two, and three when I feel myself being irritable and discontent. I love the little saying that sums up step one, two, and three is, "I can't, you can, I think I'll let you," in reference to a higher power. And I use that as a tool, like I said, when I'm irritable and discontent. I turn to step six and seven when I'm having food cravings, or if I'm displaying compulsive eating behaviors, and I pause and I humbly ask my higher power to remove the compulsion. I use the traditions when I'm having trouble in my relationships. I love the traditions that teach me how to have a healthy relationship with my family members, with myself, with my coworkers. And the traditions have really improved my interactions. Growing up in a dysfunctional home and repeating self-destructive behavior, I never knew how to healthily interact with myself or my loved ones. And I turned to the traditions for those. I use sponsorship in both ways. I am a sponsor and I have a sponsor. And in meeting with both of these individuals, it helps me see. It helps me see myself more clearly. It helps me see my higher power in my life. And it helps me change my behaviors and have some accountability. I use the fellowship. I go to meetings. I hear stories of other compulsive overeaters. And that helps me stay right sized in my ego and in my spirit. And it really helps for me to hear stories of perseverance. I really like to see people who've been here for several years. I use the telephone. It's nice to build relationships with others who understand and can support me and actually have healthy suggestions for dealing with my problems, unlike what I call civilians, which is just people outside of a 12-step program. And I have an action and abstinence plan. And when I first started, I decided to tackle this the way I used to, where I had this abstinence plan and this action plan that were very elaborate and very hardcore. And they was really hard to measure up to. And through the gentleness of this program and my higher power, I decided to meet myself where I'm at. And I just started with sugar. And now I'm realizing that my abstinence plan and my action plan grows with me. Now that my life has improved because of almost having 90 days without sugar in my life, I want to do more with my abstinence plan and my action plan. So I love how this program grows with me. And I constantly try to stay in gratitude and remind myself that everything that's happening is as a result of the care of my higher power. So even the tough situations that are before me are actually for me. They're for me to grow, they're for me to learn. And I'm constantly trying to remind myself that I'm in the care of a higher power and have gratitude for the things that I do have in my life, including this program. And with that, I pass.